Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu, Learn English with News. It's Sunday, the 7th of April, and today's news story is about a man who is set to complete an amazing challenge. But before I tell you about the challenge, let's take a look at some key words. So four words that will be in today's news story that you might not know or you might not be sure about. See if you can hear these words and understand them based on the context. And then at the end, we'll take a look at the definitions and how I use them. So the first word is an informal British word. It's a noun and the word is geezer. Geezer. G-E-E-Z-E-R. Geezer. Next, we have a verb. Resurface. Resurface. And then another verb, dawn, D-A-W-N, dawn. And lastly, a phrasal verb, to soldier on. Soldier, which is S-O-L-D-I-E-R, and then a new word, on. Soldier on. Okay, those are the key words. If you'd like to read along with the news story while you listen, the transcript is available on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. Visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I've left a link in the description of this episode, and there you'll also find a video comprehension quiz which will test your understanding of the news story. Okay, here is today's news story. By the time you're listening to this, British runner Russell Cook may have completed his epic run through Africa, and that's the full length of the continent. The 27-year-old is set to complete his final run today, Sunday the 7th of April, after 16,400 kilometres, 352 days, 16 countries, and lots of issues ranging from minor health complaints to potentially catastrophic incidents. Cook, nicknamed Hardest Geezer, has raised more than £630,000 at the time of recording, but you can expect that number to increase as he heads towards the finish line at Tunisia's most northerly point. He had initially planned to run from north to south, finishing in South Africa. However, complications over an Algerian visa, a problem that would later resurface, changed his plans considerably, meaning he started the epic challenge from Africa's most southerly point on April 22nd. The idea was to complete 360 marathons in 240 days with no rest days. However, a couple of months after he began, he was faced with his first major headache, an armed robbery. While in Angola, he and his support team had phones, passports, cash, and visas stolen. The magnitude of the task was beginning to dawn on him, but he was resolute and soldiered on despite this terrible setback. But then, on day 200, Cook was forced to reduce his mileage after an intervention from a doctor in Nigeria. A recurring back problem meant he had to skip two consecutive days. But on he went, racing through country after country. And then he was faced with one more hurdle, an Algerian visa. He said at the time, "If we don't get the visas, then it is game over." His public appeal video on X was seen by over 11 million people and even caught the attention of Elon Musk, the platform's owner. This attention eventually led to the UK's Algerian embassy announcing he would receive a courtesy visa. Now, all that came between him and the finish line was the Sahara Desert. He made the decision to run during the night due to the intense daytime heat and sandstorms. Assuming all goes to plan, Cook will finish his challenge later today, and then it's time to relax at a finishing party at a hotel in Bizerte. And that's today's news story. Okay, so an incredible achievement, assuming he gets over the finish line. And what a way to see so many countries. Now, let's take a look back at the words I gave you. Did you hear them? Did you understand them? Well, the first was geezer. Very British word. So his nickname, this guy, is Hardest Geezer. A geezer is an informal British word to mean a man. Okay, we'll look at the next word, resurface. Complications over an Algerian visa, a problem that would later resurface, changed his plans considerably. So to resurface means to become evident again. So he had the initial problem with the visa, and it would later resurface, meaning it would later become evident, it would later affect him. Okay, the next two words we'll look at together, dawn and soldier on. The magnitude of the task was beginning to dawn on him, but he was resolute and soldiered on despite this terrible setback. So to dawn on someone means to become known or obvious. And to soldier on means to continue in spite of difficulties. And those are the key words. Hopefully clear. Okay, thank you for listening to today's episode. Maybe it's inspired you to get your running shoes on. Have a great day. I'll be back with another news story tomorrow.